Hi, we're Elliot Bigger. Stay tuned for our small studio session next.
Small Studio is made possible by a grant from the Herbert Simon Family Foundation and with support from Nito Art Shop and Sun King Brewery.
We are Elliot Bigger, and this is our small studio session.
Did you cry? And when did you realize that life was passing by without you? Without you? And what did it feel like to lose? And what did you give up not to have to choose what to do with the bad, bad to do with the bad, bad
give my voice a rest. To our new album. I will plug that.
Thank you.
did you say? How dare you stand there saying it's all in my head? My lips were blue, once were red. Now I'm sitting here wishing that I was dead. You got me down to my knees.
We'll be right back.
never said that I'd comply. Data techno thoughts through simply my.
Well, thank you for stepping by our small studio, Elliot Bigger. And I would first like to ask for each of you to say your names and what you do in the band.
All right. Well, my name's Joel Tucker, and I play guitar.
Jameson Rhodes, bass.
Aaron Jeter, I play drums.
I'm Kara Tucker, and I play guitar and sing.
And how did you guys meet, and how did this all come together?
So Joel and I both went to IU, so that is how in Bloomington. So that's how I knew Joel. But Joel and Kara are actually brother and sister-in-law. So they started jamming together, and then I joined, and then we all had mutual friends with Jameson.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, I have to ask, the band name, Elliot Bigger, how did you guys come up with that?
So Joel and I had been jamming in the house that we lived in at the time, and we decided, okay, we should probably be a band, because we got a gig. We're like, okay, we should probably be a band. We need a name. So it took us... Yeah, it took us forever. And I finally was like, forget it. I don't care anymore. We're going to put our favorite two literary characters together. So, you go first because that's Elliot.
Yeah. So she asked me, Joel, what's your favorite book? And what's your favorite literary character? And I said, God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater by Kurt Vonnegut. And Elliot Rosewater is his name. So that's where the Elliot comes from and the spelling of Elliot, because it's not normally spelled like that.
And then my favorite book is Native Son by Richard Wright, and that's the main character is Bigger Thomas in that book, so that's where the Bigger comes from. And that's actually, this is the Native Son, the band in Indianapolis. It's also a reference to that same book, which is kind of cool. So
very cool. Yeah, we've had Native Son on. They were, I think,
yeah.
Our third band.
Yep,
so.
Yep.
Cool.
They're rad.
Yeah, they're rad. Very cool. Well, you guys have an album out that just came out recently. Can you talk about the album and what kind of music we can expect on there? And
everybody tells us it's kind of hard to peg our genre, I suppose, but I guess the closest we can get to it is probably, I hate to say it, but prog rock, or just like
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of progressive, kind of technical, but still musical and kind of poppy.
It's got some sing-songy aspects to it. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
the album's called Murals. It was recorded at the Cola Cult by Adam Gross, and mastered by one of Kara's good friends, Sam, who lives in Tokyo.
So it's not Tokyo. It's somewhere in Japan. I can't remember. I can't actually say it either.
Some small city.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, Sam Keith mastered our record. And the title comes from it's kind of a concept album in that. And if you get the album and you open it up, you see all the art. And then so it's a lot of the songs I was writing in conjunction to them. I was also painting, creating art to them. So the art on the front of it is also the painting that you see if you check out our music video, which is called Murals. The painting that's happening in the background is me actually painting in time. So, yeah.
Very cool. Do you feel like your painting helps your songwriting process? Do they go hand in hand?
No, actually, I would say the songwriting goes first, and the paintings are the second thing that happens. I hate being like, it's a concept or whatever, because those two things are so closely related, but they're so not related at all. Yeah.
What was the process like writing the album and getting the music together?
It took a long time. When I joined the band, they had written two songs that had made it onto the album out of nine. And the songwriting changed a lot when we were all together. and it's kind of gotten more technical and maybe more progressive since then.
Yeah, when I joined, I wasn't even playing drum set. I studied classical percussion and was honestly kind of mortified by, like, really scared of drum set. And but then I
we
started,
made her do it.
Yeah, I started playing with Kara and Joel, and I was playing on like a little hybrid cajon thing.
I think there's even an avocado and a banana shaker.
Yeah,
in there at
fruit
some point.
Shakers. And so I joined in on this weird hybrid thing, and then the songs kept getting more intricate and louder, and finally I was like, okay, got to do the drum set thing.
Which was kind of my vision from the get-go. So I come from like a classic rock background, probably in like a prog rock or like late 60s, early 70s. Like Mahavishnu Orchestra is one of my very, very favorites. And Yes, I love Yes too. So my original idea for the band, I kind of coerced Joel into playing with me. So, and it was all acoustic, and I didn't really want it to be that way ever. So I sort of sneakily started to write more and more like intense, which is where I wanted it to go from the beginning. But I tend to write the basic structure of the song, and then I bring it to everybody, and they make it an actual song, which is cool.
Yeah, we try to figure it out. It takes us some time.
They're good translators.
They're not really linear song structures, so we're kind of like, okay, play that again slowly. Let's try to learn it.
Very slowly.
I know.
Half the time we learn it the wrong way, and that way is the one that sticks because it's interesting. It's kind of transformed the songs into something new.
Very cool. How about lyrics? Do you guys collaborate on those, or is there a lyric writer in the band?
Nice.
Yeah, that's all Kara.
Like the song aspect is my, I feel like, is my bag. And then creating, like, the actual composition is our thing that we do. So, like, a lot of the songs are written, like, with the melody first and the lyrics. Lyrics, actually, for me, I always get, like, a little line going first with the melody, and then I start writing the song around it. And then sometimes I bring riffs, that sort of thing. So,
have you guys been in a rock band before? Is this everyone's first band, or is this second band?
I have not. Care Bear has been.
I started playing in bands. I grew up in Plainfield, Indiana. I started playing in bands, and when I was like, actually, as soon as I could like play any notes on the guitar, I was like, I want to be in a band. So I started jamming, I guess. Yeah,
I've been in a few bands.
Joel's been in a ton of bands.
All of the bands.
I was long aware of Joel Tucker and his brother Nick in a jazz context, playing the Chatterbox years before I met them in person. So,
which I think we should take this moment and say that the Tucker brothers are putting out their album, which is coming out
July 29th.
Coming up.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, this is my first band, and I've always wanted to be in a band, and here it is. I've just waited for the right people.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing group.
Very cool. And we were talking earlier, you moved from Goshen, Indiana to Indianapolis, specifically to do music.
Yeah.
Which I think that's very interesting, because I don't know in the past if that's someone's, I'm going to go to Indy to do music. But I think the music scene has evolved so much in the past 10 years that it's possible to do that now.
Definitely.
Are you finding that to be possibility, or?
It totally is. It's a great music scene, especially if you're a young band, because the competition isn't necessarily as fierce as it would be in a larger city like Chicago, New York, LA, but there's still a really passionate music scene. And I visited Indy in, I think it was July 2013, and I have friends who live in Fountain Square, and they kind of introduced me to that scene, and I saw, you know, how successful it was, and I just made the decision right there that I was going to move, make it happen.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and the music scene in Indianapolis is super supportive as well. Just the amount of people who have worked with us and helped us make our album, make our music video. Ben Cannon at Fountain Square Brewery has been super supportive. Our music video was with Chris Fry and Kurt Nettleton.
They did such an awesome job. Awesome job.
And I also work with Musical Family Tree, which is a nonprofit that supports Indiana music. And I think that's one of the biggest takeaways I've had from working within the music community, is just how incredibly supportive everyone is. It's a really exciting time to be a band in Indianapolis because of that. I think everyone's kind of poised to put it on the map. We're really grateful for the local music community.
And the other thing, like Aaron was saying, the people that we've met along the way that have just been so excited with us, it's been really cool. But also the people that come out to every show that blows my mind. Like, they're, you know, you see a lot of the same faces. It's really awesome.
Yeah. Very cool. Do you guys play out of town very much? Are you looking to do that in the future?
We are looking to do that. We played one show in Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. One in Bloomington.
And in Bloomington, yeah. So we haven't played a lot around. We're looking to do so in the fall. We're looking to do a small tour.
Yeah.
Could you guys comment on, if you were going to describe the Indianapolis music scene to someone outside of Indianapolis, how would you describe our music scene to an out-of-towner or someone who is not familiar with it?
Sure. I guess this is echoing what I already said, but I'd say just supportive and loving and good, like Jameson said, I think really good for new bands to start.
Yeah, I think that it's still sort of in the incubating phase too, which is cool. So there's a bunch of different types of music. It's not like certain places have stigmas of like, oh, well, this is where that type of music comes from, is the East Coast, and the West Coast has this type of music. Well, you know, there's so many different things here. There's jazz, there's rock. There's a great hip-hop scene, like a really great one. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it hasn't really maybe found its identity, and I think that's a good thing, that it's still all-encompassing. And hopefully it stays like that, because it can draw certain artists to come live here that maybe wouldn't have, because, you know, the cost of living is amazing compared to other places, and it's a great city, so with a lot of opportunity.
Yeah, it's not as saturated. I've talked to a lot of people who have moved to Austin or somewhere after school thinking that that would be the spot to make it, and then they end up coming back because it's just completely saturated in so many cities like that. And Indy's, like Joel said, in a perfect space.
And I think my favorite is how Aaron, open-minded and supportive, but also it's pretty rooted in some awesome history. I mean, we've got some history here for sure, especially with the jazz scene. I mean, and also the schools that you know, throw down here, like IU, Jacobs School of Music, and Butler.
Some awesome, Ball State, and some...
Ball State, woo!
Awesome, like, modern classical music, too.
Yeah.
Some friends of mine are great composers, which is really pretty, you know, really great to go see a show like that. That's completely different than anything that you can go see, you know, at a bar or whatever.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, I have the last question. So where do you guys want to go with this? Is there a goal? Is there, like, a dream? What's in the future?
Fame and fortune. No, I'm totally
world
kidding.
World domination.
Yes. My big dream is to travel. I think if you can travel playing music, that's like, I want to go to India. That's my big bucket list. I don't know if there's a spot for us there, but
we'll find it.
We'll find it if there is.
Yeah, I think just finding a good following of people who really enjoy our music, make a couple more records, travel a bit.
Mumbai.
Yeah, keep making the records, keep writing.
Yeah.
That's my whole purpose.
Mm-hmm. And it's coming up next.
Wow, you guys make me feel like I'm like the one with the crazy dreams over here.
Let's go. Rockstar is definitely on the list.
Heck yes, bucket list.
Cool, great. Anything you guys want to add?
Yeah, so our next show that we have booked, we don't have anything coming up in June or July yet, but our next show for sure is August 3rd at State Street Pub. We're playing with our good friend Adam Gross and Ben Leslie and SM Wolf. And find us on Facebook or Instagram if you'd like to keep in touch. Let us know what you think of the new record and keep updated on any of our upcoming shows. Instagram is at Elliot_Bigger. Elliot has one L. Facebook is at Elliot Bigger. So like us on Facebook, follow us. We have a newsletter sign up on there if you want to keep in touch. And listen to our album. It's out on all the channels, Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp, Musical Family Tree. So
Reverb Nation.
Amazon. And everywhere else.